would probably have observed that the far right is growing and growing around the world. It's been winning elections. It won the election in Italy, so the leader of that country now is part of a political party that traces its lineage back to Mussolini. The far right have made electoral gains in Sweden, all across Europe. Their ideal refugee policies, even in places where they are not in government, are being implemented, often as mainstream right-wing parties concede to their politics, and in fact also often directly mimicking Australia's own racist politics of cruelty. Amen. And increasingly around the world, the far right are focusing on anti-trans politics as their culture war issue of choice. And they're drawing on old homophobic tropes, the same tropes that were wheeled out against gays and lesbians in the 80s, claiming that children are being recruited into transgenderism and that there's some kind of nefarious campaign to corrupt changing rooms and toilets for ill purposes. So it's the exact arguments that were wheeled out against gay people decades ago.
Shame.
And the far... Yeah, shame, indeed. The far right, it must be said, stand for reinforcing absolutely every oppressive hierarchy, taking every oppression that exists in capitalism to its most extreme. And I think we got a clue, look into what they're about through the pandemic with their take-up of anti-vax politics, that we can see that at their heart, what they want is a world where capitalist interests prevail over all else, where the right to make a profit should override the rights of millions of people to life and health. And in their efforts to recruit and mobilise more and more people around their projects, they run campaigns targeting oppressed groups. And we now see them targeting transgender people while cynically claiming to be defenders of women. And in some places, they're actually having quite a lot of success with this project. So in the United States, there are now hundreds of pieces of anti-trans legislation moved every year. The far right have spent decades getting themselves into a position to do this, clawing their way into mainstream American politics and campaigning for years against women's rights, finally succeeding in overturning Roe versus Wade, which is one of their long-term goals. And now they're campaigning to regress all legal rights and all social gains that trans people have made. And here in Australia, our own domestic right-wingers, homegrown right-wingers, are taking up anti-trans campaigning with gusto too. So Sky News runs segments on it every day. I watched one just the other day that was a two-parter. First part, condemning the strikes in France. Second part, alerting everyone to the transgender menace. Liberal politicians are taking up the cause. Every single far-right micro-party there is campaigns in elections on the basis of protecting children. And who could forget One Nation? In the small amount of time that they have left over after they spend most of it attacking Aboriginals every 2 seconds, they have been moving bills to equate teaching about trans issues to pedophilia and arguing that trans people should have their children removed. And One Nation politician, Mark Latham, has made it very clear recently with his slew of disgusting homophobic tweets, just as Kelly J. Keane, the visiting UK transphobe, made clear when her tour was paid for by the right-wing political campaign group CPAC, most famous for its campaigning actually against abortion rights, that for creeps like these people, transphobia is the tip of the iceberg. All of these right-wing bigots also hate gays, also hate lesbians, and are campaigners against the rights of women, and are basically campaigners against every socially progressive thing that's taken place in the last 50 years. So these people are fighting for a world where every oppression is taken to its most extreme, where the working class are totally subjugated, and where all of our wins on social justice are rolled back. So all of that is kind of grim, but What I want to talk to you guys about is that in Australia we've recently had a really important victory. So that UK transphobe, Kelly J. Keene, some of you might have seen her on social media, on her kind of online pseudonym, Posey Parker, was sent packing from Australia.
Now been drawn more seriously into the fight for trans rights.
So initially, actually, when some union backing was requested for the counter-protest against Keane, that request was knocked back. But after the success of the counter-protest, the widespread anger at the presence of the far right and the increased spotlight on this issue, that changed, and the unions backed what was a fantastic mass demonstration. So there were thousands and thousands of people who were not at the first counter-protest but were moved by it to act. And they acted in actually what I think was probably the largest ever demonstration for trans rights in Australia.
Capitalism. And it's socialists who know that our side's strength
is in mobilisation, is in organisation. And it's socialists that know that if we don't fight, we will always lose. But if we do fight, it is possible to win. Yeah.